The grant is coming from the Department of Education as part of $223 million presented to historically black colleges and universities. Grant monies are awarded to each school based on enrollment, and the 11,000 students at St. Philip's make it the second largest recipient. St. Philip's president, Adina Williams-Lawson, says the college will receive this grant for several years.
They come to us in a five-year cycle. We're starting a new cycle this year from 2012 to 2017. And we do expect that our allocations in the next 4 years will be roughly about $5 to $6 million.
While the school is no longer predominantly black, St. Philip's is the oldest of the five Alamo colleges and one of only 97 historically black colleges in the U.S. Its history dates back to 1898. Lawson says the school was started by the St. Philip's Episcopal Church.
The church being founded in 1895, within 3 years of its being founded, it determined that it would like to establish a school for black girls coming out of slavery to ensure that the students would have marketable skills and leadership skills.
St. Philip's will use the grant monies for facility construction, student services, its centers for excellence in mathematics and science, veterans outreach, and transitioning to four-year universities. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.